Thank you, guys. I appreciate all that you have shared and acted out. And I'm going to try and apply some of the things that you have heard and seen to what we're going to learn today. And before we do that, I would just like to inform you that we are going to go ahead with the outing on the 21st. It will be a historical visit to the site at Tiong Bahru, okay? And the historical site is not the most important. It's the cafes that we are going to visit along the way and have lunch together. So if you would like to join us, more information will come along the way. Please see YC or just let him know that you would like to join us. Okay, it will probably be, to your group leaders later. And they will inform you later. Okay, so just take note of that. Now, very quickly, I'm just going to look at this idea of faith. Now, today we're going to go into the story or the faith of Moses. And of course, you're familiar with that story. But today I'd just like to emphasize for us the idea of the choice of faith. Or how, because of faith, the choices that we make would be the choice of God, the choice that is truly the perspective of faith. And we all make different kinds of choices in life. Choices that are going to change our life, choices that are going to affect the rest of our lives. Even as parents, how you make those choices for your child matters. And the first part that we're going to see is how the parents of Moses had to make certain tough choices for the sake of Moses. Okay, so let's look at verse 23. Hebrews 11, and it says, by faith, Moses, when he was born, was hidden 3 months by his parents, because they saw he was a beautiful child, and they were not afraid of the king's command. Okay? Now, that is something that was most significant. So, we don't have very much information concerning the parents of Moses, but we know that they had faith, and what they sought to do was to do all they can to preserve the life of Moses. I think whether you are a father, whether you are a mother, I think the protective instincts, the preservation of the baby, of a child, is most crucial. And the question is, to what extent would you go in making that choice of protecting that child? For Moses, there was the threat of being killed because the Pharaoh wanted all newborns to be killed, especially the guys. And Moses had to be protected. And the parents took this step of courage to hide Moses for 3 months, and then later on to put Moses into the into a basket and place it in the river, among the bulrushes, and so on and so forth. You know, it was a step of faith. An important choice that they have to make. And I believe that whether it is Eugene, or Hong Wei, or Elvin, you know, when you, or the mothers, you know, when you look at a child, and, you know, what would you do? What would you do for the sake of that child? To what extent would you go? What kind of courage would you take in order to be able to, you know, to look after that child? And I appreciate how the parents, the father and mother of Moses sought to really care for Moses and protected him, even though it meant, defy the command of Pharaoh. You know, that was something that I was really challenged by. And So we see how the faith of the parents of Moses was most significant, and they made a choice. Choices that affected Moses. Okay? Now let's look at verse 24. And it says, by faith, Moses, when he became of age, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the passing pleasures of sin. Now, this is something that we want to see. Choices between different aspects of life. Of course, he came to a point where he was of age and he could make choices for himself. And he came to a point where he said that, you know what, I'm going to refuse being called the prince of Egypt. Now that is significant because as a prince of Egypt, you have the whole kingdom. You have all the riches. You have all the pleasures. You have everything. You are the son of the king, of Pharaoh. I mean, I was just comparing it to Prince William. Right? Prince William has everything. His, his father is the son of the queen. The queen has everything. She has billions of dollars. And the whole kingdom is under her rule. Would he make the choice of giving up all of that? I mean, that's a big choice. I mean, would you? Would you make that such a choice? If that comes to a point where you have to make a choice. And he decided, you know what? I'm not going to be called a son of a Pharaoh. And he renounced his rights as prince of Egypt. Why? So that he could choose to suffer affliction with the people of God. Now, very interesting, the word here, okay, so you have the word refused, right? And then the word to choose, choosing rather to suffer. Now, between refused and then to choose, the word refuse is a stronger word. That is the main verb of the sentence here. I mean, they're all connected. But it takes the choice of refusing first in order to choose. So, he knew this was not what he wanted. He didn't want to continue being the prince. So, he had to refuse that aspect first. And then making the choice instead to suffer. Now, from being prince to being, to suffer alongside your... Of course, one of the things that he came to understand was that they were his brethren. I mean, wow. What a choice. What a difficult choice. But what a choice between every comfort, every blessing, I mean, everything that you want in life, to hardship, difficulty, suffering alongside your brethren. What a choice. What kind of choice is that? I mean, if we all can choose the road that is more comfortable and easier, we will probably choose that path. But not Moses. Moses chose a different path. He refused those rights. And then, that identification. The word here talks about how it was something that he to suffer affliction with. That is actually, to suffer affliction with. That is actually one word. Okay? That means it is a sense of identification with the brethren that is become so strong that you're willing to take that step. You know what? I'm willing to give up everything for nothing but to suffer alongside my brethren. To me, when I thought about that and asked myself, would I make such a choice? Maybe you are not prince or princess, you know, princesses of, I don't know, we are not, I mean, unless we see it from the spiritual standpoint. Bakke? I mean, but when we talk about the idea of having to make that choice to give up comfort in order to take the path of the Lord, would you take that road? In life, for instance, I mean, when we talk about suffering alongside, I mean, of course, our context here is Bethany. And if we had to make a choice to suffer alongside this, so I was glad that, you know, when Ghanan's father passed away, we made a choice to go down, to be with her and the family in their time of need. Yes, it does take a little bit of choosing that, you know what, instead of doing something else, we will take the trouble to go down and to be there. That is a very practical application of making a choice of faith, because we choose to identify with. And it's important for us to learn that. I remember once when Bethany didn't have that kind of heart, where pastor will often, you know, tell everybody, you know, why don't we learn what it means to go down, to be with people, to minister. But I'm glad that it has come to a point where we learn to make that choice of faith, to be there, even though it means giving up certain time, especially at night, because we all work, to be there. And, you know, it's a choice. Okay, let's look at verse 25. And it says, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God. We are the people of God here in Bethany. How do you know that you have learned to make this choice of faith? It's when you are so identified with Bethany that the people of Bethany, the people of God, means so much to you that you will be willing to sacrifice whatever it is that you would consider as personal or a personal comfort or personal pleasure. It says here, right, that, you know, to make that choice to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the passing pleasures of sin. So the choice here is between, right, suffering, brethren, as opposed to all the rights and privileges of being prince and the pleasures of sin. We all have to make that choice. And Moses made that choice. And he said, you know, I'm going to turn my back on this. I'm going to refuse this. And I'm going to make that choice of falling after the Lord. And I really appreciate what Tauha had to share just now. And I'm glad for him. I didn't know that he had to run. I mean, he ran so much. He played soccer so much throughout each weekend and things like that. If I knew, I would have scolded him. No lah. It's up to him. But that's his choice. But I'm glad. I'm glad that somehow along the way, God has spoken to your heart. Maybe it's through this, you know, your God designed your body and your feet, right, to be what it is. And okay, you know, you can enjoy for the first number of years in your life. Now is the time to reconsider what life is all about. Is it all about soccer? Is it all about, you know, running and things like that? I mean, there's nothing wrong with these pleasures of life. I mean, I enjoy soccer. I enjoy, basketball and so many things. I'm a sports person. I enjoy all these things. But I remember it was a very conscious effort that I had to make when I chose not to continue playing water polo and to follow the Lord. It was a conscious effort. It was a choice of faith that I had to make. And you know, now you have so much more time. Guess what? You can use it to read the Lord's Word, to serve Him, to know Him so much better. Maybe it's time. You have enjoyed so much of those things already. Maybe it's time to say, you know what? Anyway, you got no choice, right? Yeah. You might as well. Don't end up, okay, now swimming. Wow, every day go and swim. 6 km, 8 km. No, nah, nobody does that. You know, but, you know, don't go the other, go back to those extreme things again. No. I think it's really rethinking about what life is all about. What is life? What is it that you want to spend your time doing in a context of whether it's weekend or whatever time you have in your weekdays? You have to make that choice. I made that choice a long time ago. And I never regretted that choice. Because it was a choice to seek the Lord, to know Him, and to follow after Him. And that can I... You know, that. Look at this. Look at verse 26. He says, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt, for he looked to the reward. I mean, these are riches. Whatever he had to, you know, to... And I think this was a very interesting comment, because it really had to do with the Lord Jesus. He considered the reproach of Christ. Somehow along the way, there was revelation. Revelation concerning Christ. God revealed to him that there will come that Messiah. And part of what the Messiah will have to go through is suffering. The reproach of Christ. And difficulties that he would have to encounter. And somehow, that really spoke to his heart. And he made it something that he gave regard to. He esteemed the reproach of Christ greater riches. See, what is it that we find or see as riches in this life? Right? I mean, maybe we tend to think, I get promoted, if I get this job, if I get this particular position, wow, you know what? I am rich. I get better pay. I get, you know, better recognition. I am moving on in my career. And so on and so forth. So I really appreciate what, you know, CN had to go through. I mean, it's challenging. Sometimes you are disappointed to some extent. But yet, is that all to life? And the answer is no. We look beyond these things to the riches that Christ can give to us, rather than the riches, the treasures of Egypt, of this land, of this earth. If God were to bless us, that's fine. If God will give us promotion, if God will give us wealth, if God were to bless us on our way, great. God will prosper us. That's great. That's wonderful. But if it doesn't, then that's fine. You know, we learn what it means to be contented. But yet at the same time, we need to go beyond to the spiritual riches of Christ. Turn with me to Psalm 119. In Psalm 119, we see the psalmist's perspective concerning riches. Verse 72. Okay? And he says, go back to verse 40. He says, "Their heart is as fat as grease, but I delight in your law. It is good for me that I have been afflicted, that I may learn your statutes. The law of your mouth is better to me than thousands of coins of gold and silver." What is better to you? Earn more money? Make more money? To be able to have more material things of life? Nothing wrong with these things? But what is better? What is better? Well, it is the law of your mouth. The Word of God. That should be better. That should be our delight. That we can learn from Him. Even though there are times when there will be afflictions. It's so wonderful to learn from His Word. Riches of Christ. That to me is far more important. I think it's important for us to recognize this. What is it that we esteem as more important? What is richer to us? What is better for us? Well, it takes the choice of faith to choose that which is better, richer, and more wonderful. And you look towards the reward. You know, ultimately, we will have not treasures upon this earth, but treasures in heaven. Look beyond. See beyond. Look at verse 20. Let's go back to Hebrews 11. Okay? And then in verse 27. Okay? By faith, he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured as seeing him who is invisible. He forsook. He turned his back on Egypt. He left Egypt. He abandoned. That's what it means here. It means to abandon Egypt. Everything. You just imagine a place where you have everything that you wish for. All the pleasures. All the things that you have power. You have, all that you could wish for. And you turn your back. And not only that, you are going to unleash the wrath of the king. He's going to be angry, forsaking Egypt, and he's going to come after you. You know, it takes a choice. I mean, what if a choice that you have to make, you're going to end up angry, causing someone to be angry? I mean, not something that you do it intentionally. But what if something, a choice that you make, that you know that you're not going to be, other people are not going to be pleased. Right? And how do you understand that? Yep. Yeah, I think that's the you see, so we are not, that's what I'm saying, we are not going to, intentionally cause a person like our, the authorities or the king to be upset and so on and so forth. It's not about, we are choosing to do something that is against the law. That's not the point. The point is, if this is God's will, if this is God's call for me to be his servant, then, you know what? I am going to heed that call by faith. And if it means displeasing others along the way, then you know what? I'm going to make that choice of faith. When I made that choice to become a pastor, it displeased my parents very, very much. Even though they were Christians, they felt that I shouldn't be serving the Lord, I shouldn't be doing serving the Lord here in Bethany. You know, I went against their wishes. They wanted me to continue being, to work in a bank. But I made that choice, and I never regretted that choice. And even though they were upset, I went ahead. It was a choice of faith. And end of the day, they came around and they decided that you can choose whatever you want. This is your life. And today they support me in my work. Right? Even for the government, I mean, we don't want to do anything that is against the law. And the law, I mean, much of the, what we have here in Singapore allows for religious freedom. And we will make that choice. So it's not against, not, but yet at the same time, you have places where, Christians are persecuted. So of course, there are many who choose to follow the Lord instead of, and there are times when they are persecuted as a result. Well, may the Lord continue to grant them their grace and the strength to face up to these challenges. Yeah. Well, then what we're looking at is what is right and what is wrong. Now, of course, when we talk about the Word of God is very, very clear that we don't want to do anything that is against the Word of God or His will. So if there's something that is done, definitely, I mean, whether it is your boss, whether it is your colleagues, or whether it is anybody else, whether it's your parents, whether it is your friend, whether it's your spouse, whether anybody that causes you to do something that is unethical, that is against the Word of God, you have to make that choice. And that we will choose to follow the Lord rather than to take that step of doing that which is wrong, that is against the Word of God. Whether your job is at stake, whether your position is at stake, to me, if we learn to honor the Lord will honor you. So for Daniel, right, he made that choice. He purposed in his heart that he will not eat the food to defile himself, to eat food that is, the king's delicacies and everything else. He purposed within his own heart. That right from the very beginning, before part of his training, as he was being trained, part of what he was seeking to do, ultimately, you know, is that he will choose to do what is right. And he did it. And he was blessed. And when we choose to do things that honor the Lord, I can tell you this, God will always honor you. He will bless you. I've seen this happen again and again and again. So even though you may have to face the wrath of somebody along the way, I can tell you this, ultimately it is the Lord that will bless and prosper you in more ways than one. So faith is something that we must make, you know, as our understanding of choice. We have to make that choice. You have to make that choice. Every day you have to make that choice. We will have to choose according to faith, according to what is right, according to the Word of God, according to His will. Yeah, it takes courage, it takes faith, it takes wisdom. But we have wonderful examples to show to us. So whether it was Moses, whether it was Daniel, whether it was Abraham, they all have to learn to make choices to do that which is right rather than wrong. What's the point of doing something that is wrong and hopefully, you know, thinking that you'll get into the good books of your bosses and displease the Lord? What is the point of doing that? We learn what it means to follow after the Lord. Okay? And I think that's something for us to seriously consider. The choices that we make are most crucial. Now, let's go back to Hebrews 11, and then in verse 27, it says, "For he endured as seeing him who is invisible." So his focus is really on God, even though he is invisible. He learned what it means to endure through all these things. He persevered. Okay, and then in verse 28, "By faith he kept the Passover and the sprinkling of blood, lest he who destroyed the firstborn should touch them." So this is also another act of faith that, what was commanded, that they should put the blood of the sacrifice, the lamb, to be sprinkled on the household. And to all those who had faith would do that, rather than to allow to do otherwise. And when the Passover comes, you will not be delivered. Well, if you were to put that blood, then the plague will pass over them. And, that is another act of faith. So, I think one of the key things that we want to really understand today is faith is something that is very personal. We cannot make that choice for you. Nobody can make that choice for you. You have to make that choice. It is a personal choice. But it's a personal choice of faith. This is your life. What you choose to do with your life is up to you. We can share with you the Lord's Word. We can bring examples for you to follow. So I really appreciate the life of John Patton. You know, he is a wonderful example of a missionary where he chose to go to, you know, these islands that are full of cannibals and run the risk of being eaten up. You know what? For the sake of his vision that the Lord has given to him, to reach out to the lost and to minister to them. Yes, he had a ministry where he was, but he wanted very much to fulfill his father's wish also. To, you know, to go into this native islands and to reach out to many, and he did. And you see next week, part two, things will turn out much better, lah. Okay, so that is just you can see that sometimes when you look at ministry, and sometimes the choices you make, a lot of the missionaries when they first started out, things didn't turn out as best as they hoped for. In fact, sometimes a lot, you know, things didn't turn out. Adoniram Judson, we went to Myanmar. First couple of years of his ministry, he didn't win anybody to the Lord. It was subsequently. And you see how the Lord began to truly bless. You know, I think he learned a lot from the experience those 4 years. It was probably a stepping block for him to go on to minister far more significantly, far more wisely. And, you know, the Lord began to bless his work even more. But he made that choice. And that choice was that he could fulfill the work that God has called him to do. So we all have to make that choice too. What is that choice of faith? There are daily choices that you have to make. Practical choices. Whether you want to read the Lord's Word or not. Whether you want to watch what of the sun? The Descendants of the Sun. You know, whether you want to watch Descendants of the Sun, or do you want to read about the descendants of Moses or whatever? Yeah. You know, it is a choice that you have to make, right? Whether you want to play soccer or do you want to, say, serve the Lord? Choices that you have to make each and every day. Choices that is going to affect your life. Choices of faith. Choices of whether you want to be here to worship the Lord, or you rather go and watch whatever, you know, a show, or what show is it on that's now? Captain America, or, you know, and so on and so forth. Well, you can. I'm not saying that you cannot watch. You can go on Labor Day, rest day, go and watch whatever, you know. But instead of having to put yourself into that position, I mean, to me, choices of faith is an everyday affair. And yet, it is a choice that you have to make concerning your future too. Your direction in life. Right? And, you know, sometimes we can choose the world. Choose so-called life. What is the point? Right? What's the point of gaining the whole world and lose your own soul? So somebody was saying, you know, all these groups, boy bands and things like that, you know, wow. After a while, they seem so good, then, you know, they all fall apart. So we were talking about One Direction. Now no direction. Right? One decided to leave, and then now they take a break, don't know whether they're going to come back. Yeah, really, right? No more direction. And to me, the best direction is really from the Lord. That is the best way to live our life, where God directs and guides our life. And this is His choice. That is our choice. And that no matter what, the Lord will always bless us. You know, and to me, that is far better. Choose God. Choose faith. Make that choice of faith. Rather than to choose the world and you know, I really like the song, you know, take the world, but give me Jesus. And this is what it means. Take the world. Take Egypt. Take it back. Forsake. You know, forget about it. Take the world. But give me Jesus. Give me the Lord. Help me to. You know, I'd rather pursue the Lord. This new month of messages for this month and next month, or actually tomorrow when we start the first, right, we are going to learn what it means to glory in the knowledge of God. And really, it's about knowing God. It is about what is God to us? Who is God to us? And that we will seek to understand Him and glory in that knowledge of God. Not, you know, it's not about, wow, I have this, I have that. And people like to glory in wisdom, in their mind, in their car. You know, wow, I have this new car, Ferrari and everything else. What is that all about? What is that all about? I'd rather that we learn to glory in God, that you know God. That is a wonderful joy and privilege of life. That is something that nobody can take away. It is something that you can take with you throughout the rest of your life. And you know, you look forward to knowing God so much more, even beyond this life. I know that there are struggles. I know there are conflicting, you know, circumstances within your own heart. So later on, when you go into your groups, learn what it means to make choices of faith. Simple choices of faith on the practical issues, practical daily life. At the same time, there are hard choices to make. I learned to make those hard choices. And I never regretted choosing God, the way of the Lord. Not one bit. You know, recently I met up with somebody who, you know, and I was just telling the person, you know, actually this person is, did I tell you about how I met an ex-colleague of mine? And, you know, and I've never regretted. I told her that, you know, that choice that I made to follow the Lord, 20 years later, I look back on that choice and I never regretted that choice. And it's a choice because it is a choice that, you know, I understand the will of God and I choose His will instead of my will. This is what Pastor was sharing about, right, in Sunday school. Not my will, but your will. And I hope that you will choose God's will. You will make that choice of faith right now, you know, in this life, so that 10 years later, 20 years later, you will not regret the choices you have made now. Choose well. Choose faith instead. Okay? Let's pray before we go into our groups. Gracious Heavenly Father, we want to pray that you will help us to learn from the example of Moses, how he made that choice of faith, that he was able to look at Egypt and all its pleasures and all its power and to forsake it, to turn his back on it, and to choose to suffer alongside, to suffer with his brethren, to suffer with Christ. We pray, Lord, that you will help us to choose your will instead, that we will learn to follow you, to follow the Lord, to follow the church, to follow the path that you have given to us that will be pleasing to you. We know that these are hard choices to make. Choices that we have to make on a daily basis. Choices that we have to make at the crossroads of life that will affect us for the future. We pray, Lord, that you will help us to make that choice of faith that we will never regret. We pray that you will bless us even as we go into our groups, that we will learn what it means to discuss things and to encourage each other to make that choice of faith. Bless us in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Okay, Hongshen is not here, so you will join my group. We will go behind and then the rest of you can go ahead and meet up.